Hello there. Good morning. Today, or it is 6 a.m. today on this Thursday, here in Medford, Somerville, Boston. And I'm Jack. This is the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, always on every other Thursday. I didn't really think of an intro today, so apologies to all of you guys who just heard that word salad. I was only partly sure there for a moment that anyone could hear my voice, but turns out I just had the headphone volume turned down, so we're good. Anyways, as I was saying, good morning to everyone. If you're up right now, you're up right now to listen, that, means a lot. I'm very glad that, you're able to make it. Today I've got a weird set prepared, full of weird music, for weird people. But yeah, I think I should probably stop waffling now, and probably start playing music. Anyways, this is Jack from the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. To start us off this morning, we're going to be playing an artist that I've played a lot of on this show, really, so far. Tirza, who, if you're a big fan of my show, if you've been paying attention, you may recognize her name. Today we're going to be playing a song off her first full-length album, Devotion, the first song from that album called Fine Again. Anyways, enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. That was Celestina by Tim Hecker. And before that, once again, was Fine Again by Tirza. Yeah, I guess that sets the tone a little bit for what we're going to be listening to today. Some weirdo music, I suppose, that stretches the boundaries of pop music and such like Tirza, and also a bit of ambient, full-on electronic stuff like Tim Hecker. Celestina, that last song, is probably like top five songs in his discography, if you ask me, and I got very, very into his music this year. All of his albums are pretty much great. Definitely, if you like ambient music or want to like ambient music, check it out. Anyways, for our next track, I have a bit of an older favorite for me. And by older, I mean like I was into it a lot about a year or two ago. My next song is Ital by Hype Williams, or Ital. I've never been really sure how to pronounce it. It's like Italy minus the Y. From their full-length album One Nation, which I used to be very, very into. I still like it. I just don't listen to it quite as much. But yeah, Hype Williams, not to be confused with the famous music video director of the 2000s. That was the name of Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland's experimental music project around the late 2000s and early 2010s. Anyways, I suppose that I will just let the music do the talking, and I will play Ital by Hype Williams. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Alright, that last song there was Angels by Bar Italia, preceded once again by Planet of Thought by Arthur Russell, and Ital by Hype Williams. Ital, still not sure. Anyways, I guess the tone has been thoroughly set, but I'm still going to switch it up on you all listening in a bit, so don't get too comfortable. Yeah, once again, Hype Williams, great group, and I love both members of the group's solo work. Arthur Russell is a legend in the experimental music canon, I suppose. A lot of people, I think, have drawn comparisons between Tirza, the first artist I played, and him, which I think sometimes are valid comparisons, sometimes not. Either way, both amazing artists who I definitely recommend. And then the last song, Angels by Bar Italia. Their last album that song's from is called Bedhead. It's got a little like cockroach on the cover. And that was one of my favorite albums of last year, weirdly enough. It really snuck its way up on my list. And ever since, like, it's just a very quick, easy project to listen to, and it's like solid. I don't know what to say. Anyways, continuing down the experimental rabbit hole, because it's not quite time for me to switch it up yet. My next track is by Mikachu and the Shapes. You may be familiar with Micah Levi, not sure, or Mikachu from their work on certain movie soundtracks. I know they did Zola. I don't know what other movies they did, but I do like Zola quite a bit. And their music, I think, is very good. Before they were doing soundtracks, they were making kind of weirdo pop. With some really interesting textures and sounds intertwined. I suppose I can just stop talking about this and let you all hear it. Anyways, without any further ado, there's always further ado with me, though. This is Nothing by Mikachu and the Shapes from their album Never.
Thank you. I lost you, oh baby. Is this goodbye? You're not here to tell me who I am.
Alright, that was Believer by Smurz, and before that, once again, was Nothing by Mikachu and the Shapes. I don't know, I don't have too much to say about either. Actually, I totally do, that's a lie. If I ever say I don't have too much to say about something, it's probably a lie. Nothing by Mikachu and the Shapes from the album Never, which I only just listened to recently, despite their other album, Jewelry, being an all-time favorite for me. I think that's just an amazing song. What Mikachu does with, like, different types of noises in the context of, like, popular song structures and songwriting, I think is just fascinating. And Believer by Smurz, I could also say the same, but I'd mean it in a totally different way. Their album Believer from, I think, 2 years ago now, maybe last year, time's slipping by me. It's just really cool. A lot of sort of weird decontextualization of R&B and hip-hop tropes in that album. I don't know. Anyways, before my big tonal shift of the morning in terms of music, there comes a time in every great radio show where I have to do a PSA. Today's PSA, numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I don't even have much to say about that. I like that PSA. It keeps it simple, keeps it short. Gets its point across quite well, I think. Anyways, that's enough PSAs for today. My next song, I suppose, will differ from the path I've been going down with my music so far. Once again, a tonal shift. I'm going to go into a weird niche that I like to call, I can't say what I'd usually call it on air, but I'll just call it weird guy music. Music sounding like it was made by weird guys. Guy being a gender neutral term in this case. But yeah, weird guy music for the rest of the set today. And I think you'll get a decent picture why. It's just weird music by weird guys for weird guys. Anyways, I think I've said weird guys far too many times already today. So, without waffling too much longer, I will play my next song, which is Love Caboose by Geneva Jacuzzi. Enjoy.
Oh,
Right, that was Mirrors by Dame Funk, and before that, once again, Love Caboose by Geneva Jacuzzi. I don't know too much about the former, and I actually mean it this time, but absolutely amazing song. But as for Dame Funk and Mirrors, definitely a great artist. I believe he played as a session musician in LA for, I think, decades before he ever released his own music, but the label Stone's Throw has released a bunch of his stuff, including the album that song's from called To Each His Own. I'd consider that a staple of weird guy music. It's maybe about 2.5 hours long, and it's all, or almost all, instrumental synth funk. I recall listening to it in high school some days. Like, I'd spend multiple class periods just listening to it, because it would take me, like, 3 or 4 class periods to get through it all. Honestly, really good stuff, though. If you're into synth funk at all, I'd recommend it. Next up, though, I have another staple of weird guy music. Maybe the best example out there. Definitely not, but it's up there for sure. This is a Crate Digger classic record where people kind of didn't know about it when it came out, and then years later it gained a bit of notoriety between certain record collectors, leading to a reissue on Luwaka Bop, which I believe is David Byrne's record label. I almost said David Lynch, but I know that's not right. I'm just talking right now, though, honestly. This next song is the single, I suppose, that people had heard of by this guy, but still didn't really have much reach. Very good song, though. Anyways, my next song is Gentle Persuasion by Doug Cream Blunt, and I hope you enjoy.
the way you feel. Ooh, going round, ooh, and round.
Upstarts and a blowout.
Someone is trying to find
Alright, I had to fade that one out a little bit early just because I am running out of time and I want to say a few things before I go. Anyways, that was Gentle Persuasion by Doug Green Blunt, then Hardcore Hex by Double Virgo, and then Upstarts in a Blowout by Cody Chestnut. Cody Chestnut, another perfect example of weird guy music. I'll be following that with one more great weird guy song in just a moment. But before I do that, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's listening. I hope you have a great day. I hope everyone who's not listening also has a great day. I hope everyone has a great day in the entire world. I hope you enjoyed my show if you're listening. Shout out to the Orlando Magic. They won last night by about like 5 points to the Clippers. I was watching the first quarter and it looked like things weren't going too well. I have one more song before I introduce Questionable Figures, the next show. And that song will be Only in My Dreams by Ariel Pink, a kind of controversial artist, but I felt like it was a good way to end the set. Have a great morning. This is Jack from the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. Thank you.